Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. I'm a concierge high-performance psychologist providing luxury-level support to executives, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and athletes. With me today, I have Royce Gomez King. She is the owner of Your Startup Coach, where she is a marketing strategist and social media expert. I have Amanda Bolos. With a bachelor's degree in psychology, Amanda runs an online fitness coaching business specializing in serving women post-disordered eating to achieve their fitness and health goals while creating a more sustainable lifestyle. And I have Joey Robert Parks. He has written 32 books, 29 as a ghostwriter, and he is known for listening deeply to others, giving structure and meaning to their stories, and lending his words as occasion calls for it. The question I have today: how would you notice if your routine is becoming an obsession? Joey, kick us off.
I notice it immediately because I start to stay up late. I notice that I'm tired. Why am I tired? More than usual. And I realize it's because my routine is being expanded. Instead of just writing in the evenings until a certain point, I push beyond my boundaries.
I think a big question to ask yourself when you're trying to like actually decide, is this an obsession or is this just like healthy discipline, is like, how do you feel when you think about actually breaking that routine? Like, does it make you feel really guilty or anxious, or do you feel it's more based on like a perfectionistic standpoint? You're not being perfect enough if you keep it up. I've always noticed it for myself when asking those questions. Your discipline towards your routine can either be your greatest weakness or your greatest superpower. So I think it goes into really looking at how are you directing it. Is it towards perfectionism or is it just working a little bit longer? I think a good question to ask yourself is like, how do you feel about breaking that routine?
Mm-hmm. I agree with what both Joy and Amanda have said, but I'd like to use an example. My morning routine consists of checking my email and reading my daily Bible devotional. And I feel different when I'm doing them. Checking my email is a necessity. So I do it, I get it done, I respond to what's needed. But my daily devotional is something that I look forward to and I try to drag out. So similar to what Joey said, do you find that you don't want to stop?
I think for me, I know I'm starting to kind of creep into that obsession space when I start to have anxiety about it. To your point, Amanda, that feeling of, am I doing enough? Oh, I have to do this. Oh, I have to do it this time. And that's when I know, okay, maybe I need to take a step back and look at my routine because maybe it's becoming a little bit too, and if the more stressed I get, the more rigid I become about my routine. And so I know that too. I need to look at the stress level.
There are some parts of that, like my morning routine, where I need to be obsessed, like really obsessed about one aspect of it. That's my morning routine is I wake up, I shower, get dressed, grab my ADHD pill and have breakfast. It's activated by the food. And so that order has to happen in that order. I've tried flipping it around on occasion thinking, well, if I need the pill to activate my brain, let's do that first thing in the morning. But something is weird and it doesn't work for me. I have to be obsessed about taking my pill because if I don't, because of ADHD, I get distracted. And if I haven't had breakfast yet and it's 10 o'clock, then I'm even more distracted and things just go off the rails.
I would consider that a pretty healthy obsession, I think. Yeah. And I think it's really interesting to look into the aspect of like actually noticing it for yourself, because I think this is the most difficult part, because a lot of times I feel like when you are in the process of actually turning your routine into an unhealthy obsession, you almost get a lot of positive reinforcement about it. Like a lot of people look at you and will say, wow, you're so disciplined. Like you're so good. I wish I was as good as you are. And it kind of like, it's like an ego boost and it feels good to your ego. So then I feel like it's not until you hit rock bottom that it's like, oh, this isn't healthy. Like this is an unhealthy obsession rather than just healthy discipline.
Yeah. Part of my morning routine is grabbing my coffee and doing my copywriting assignments, because like Joey, I have an optimal way that I work and find myself to be productive. And when I break that routine, I find it's not as easy to produce the quality that I want. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's important to have the discipline and not let an obsession get in the way, whether it be working out for 2 hours and my workout buddy, oh gosh, my workout buddy needs to work out in the morning and break my routine. I can't allow that.
Mm. Yeah. Mornings are definitely my most productive time, and I have to choose how I want to use it, whether it's going to be work related or workout related, because whatever gets done after that period is not going to be done to the quality that happened during that most productive time. Definitely. Yes. So if you notice that your routine you might be starting to creep into that obsession space, what do you do?
For me, I simply change my goals, and I have the self-discipline to not creep into that obsession space where it's unhealthy. TikTok can be one of those things where you go down the rabbit hole and 2 hours later, you find that you're still on TikTok. It can become an obsession, or whatever social media platform you like. And so for me, it's just all about the discipline of setting a timer or recognizing that you're tired and it's bedtime, whatever it might be, to have that discipline and move it back from the obsessive point to just being a routine or being an informal hobby.
Mm. Going back to the intention, not even just for exercise, but for whatever you're doing, like, is your intention to be productive? And if you start getting obsessed, you're kind of getting in the way of that productivity in an indirect way.
Maybe this is connected to intention. What I do, the very first thing I do is I look at what comes right before that's influencing that thing. When my pill gets delayed, it's probably usually because I've stayed up too late the night before. And so I'm more tired, which means I have even less, just like anybody, I just have less motivation to stay on track. And mm-hmm. so I can think about that. And that's normally what the case is. I've stayed up too late. Okay, I need to get to bed on, and then I can focus discipline on going to bed on time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then that'll affect the morning.
Royce, you mentioned social media. I know for me that if I open YouTube with the intention of posting videos, I can't start watching videos because I'll end up and be like, wait, I came on here to post videos, not watch videos. So I have to be real intentional about clicking the button to post and not reading the little blurbs about the videos, because there's always some kind of interesting dog training or something that I'm like, oh, it'll just be like, oh, it's 3 minutes. I can watch that a second.
Mm-hmm. I can relate. Yeah.
I do that all the time.
I think it was Gary Vee that says, are you on social media to consume content or to create content? And be very intentional if you're a business owner about creating your content.
You really have to stay focused. Just yesterday, I went to upload a video onto YouTube. Somewhere I saw the big series of all that other stuff. I just looked at it. That's the problem, is looking at it. You need to go in and be like, those horse blinders need to be on, where you're just there for the race. You're not there for anything else. You don't care about any other horses. You're just going to run to the goal.
And that's where a routine would be really useful. To be able to say, I'm wondering, because I know where I post videos is a different screen. I wonder if there's a way where I can make that a bookmark, so I go to that screen to post rather than seeing all of the fun and interesting things that I could watch. If that might be a routine I could create that would help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Obsessions usually are detrimental. And so it's important to manage those and have discipline. However, you know, not every session, I would say, would be detrimental, but Amanda works with eating disorders. And so obviously, if you're obsessed with food, it can lead to a lot of health challenges. And I would say the majority of obsessions are like that for us, that we have to learn how to manage those and make it a part of our disciplined, intentional routine.
Yeah, my obsessions I never looked at which ones are, what percentage of my obsessions are positive or negative, but the ones that are negative, they're a distraction. It's a way of covering up something I need to be dealing with that I'm not dealing with. Mm-hmm. And it's manifesting itself as that particular obsession. And they can be perfectly justified. It's like having a day where you're very, very productive all day long in getting things that are productively done, but you don't get anything you needed to get done that day.
Definitely. Well, I'm obsessed with making quick hits end on time, and that is our 10 minutes. So I'm going to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.
Thank you.